from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Mochu Mania continues here on episode number 92 of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode 92. And now, here's the man who thinks Sumaro Pontificum is just as good as the Red Sox winning the World Series, Brian Michael Page.
Hello there, Seamus here. Brian's outside fixing his radio so there'll be no more disco playing in his band. Poor guy, hates disco. Definitely a rocker.
That's right!
I'm just glad we didn't use rap music while we did our 90th show. We'd really be in trouble. Well, today Brian's going to take you further on your tour de missile of 1962, starting with the Lord's Prayer. But first, hear them jungle screechers. Oh, by the way, they helped me with the disco tracks.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Hey, high five, bros. Anyways, let's look at the feast for this week for the 18th week of Ordinary Time. Monday is a feast, the Transfiguration. The Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is. Tuesday, two optional memorials. St. Sixtus II, who was a pope, and his companions. And the other optional memorial for that day, St. Cajetan. Wednesday, mandatory memorial, St. Dominic. Thursday, optional memorial, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as St. Edith Stein. She was an American saint, I believe. Friday is a feast, St. Lawrence. Saturday, mandatory memorial, St. Clare of Assisi, founder of the Poor Clare Order of Nuns. And finally, Sunday, the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vinci semi-live in our living room. Greetings once again from the living room. It's been hot all week, and we've been just enjoying the daylights out of this here air conditioner. It's actually cooling off a couple of small sunburns I've accumulated after all. Plus, I felt this would be the ultimate time to just kick back and relax, because next week, Brittany does softball once again. This time, fast pitch. And this will be her first time doing fast pitch. I gotta tell you, watching her scrimmage last Saturday morning, I just say she was putting all her all-star skills to work, and man, it's paying off. Well, let's get to the music for this weekend. This is just past the 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The opening hymn, Oh God, I Help in Ages Past, I'm not going to repeat it. This time, if you want to hear it, go back to episode number 90. Speaking of which, it's based on Psalm 90, text by Isaac Watts, and the tune St. Anne by William Croft. The Gloria, Mass 8, Mass of the Angels, Missa de Angelis. The Psalm of the Day. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And something a little bit different, instead of using it with Psalm 95, the lectionary decided to place it this time with Psalm 90. And that was chanted to Psalm Tone 8G. The Alleluia for the Day, Mode 6, Alleluia. And Tone 6 was the psalm tone for the verse of the day. And now here's our offertoire.
Thank you.
I'd heard of him. We haven't done in a long time. The Church's One Foundation. Text by Samuel J. Stone. Tune Aurelia by Samuel Sebastian Wesley. Cantor who joined me on this one, Mrs. Jude Nagel. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei come from Jan Vermolst's People's Mass, the Christ Has Died Memorial Acclamation, and the Triple Amen of the Danish tone, Lord's Prayer, chant in English. And later on in this show, as we go into our segment exploring the traditional Mass, the priests are going to get a lesson on how to chant the Lord's Prayer in Latin, because this is going to be their chant. Communion, eat this bread. From Jacques Berthier and Robert Battistini. And finally, the closing hymn, which we've played enough times, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, the Old Hundredth. And we'll be back. Catholic Music Express is a one-hour radio show hosted by Jim O'Meara that features some of the finest contemporary Catholic music for listening, plus many other features including the Grapevine News Minute with Susan Bailey. Check them out at catholicmusicexpress.com. And check out all those links on the bottom. Hey, cool, they got Christos Vinci Anywhere banner down there too. Thanks, Jim. Another one of those banners down there is a fairly new podcast also hosted by Jim O'Meara, Classical Cafe for Christ. Featuring everything classical from traditional hymns to sacred solos, chorales, and motets. And this one is classicalcafeforchrist.com. So, catholicmusicexpress.com for contemporary Catholic music and classicalcafeforchrist.com for traditional Catholic music. Both of these fine podcasts hosted by Jim O'Meara. The links will be in today's show notes. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Will you shut your damn phone off? You're in church!
Okay, over the past few weeks, we've been on our grand tour of the traditional Latin Mass, often known as the Tridentine Mass, the Mass according to the Roman Missal of 1962. Yes, this is the Trent Mass promulgated by Pope Pius V, with makeovers promulgated by Pope John XXIII. Now, last week we left off at the end of the canon. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. So now, we go into the prayer that Jesus Christ himself has taught us, the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, the Pater Noster. Now, unlike the Mass as we know it today, the Pater Noster is said or chanted solely by the priest, with the choir and people joining in only at the very last line, Sed libera nos a malo, but deliver us from evil. What you're about to hear now is my free lesson for any priest who may be listening on how the Lord's Prayer is rendered. Remember, dear Reverend Fathers, this, on the most part, is your chant. It starts with the intonation, Oremus, Preceptis Salutaribus Moniti, et Divina Institutione Formati, Audemus Dicere, which is rendered,
Oremus, Preceptis Salutaribus Moniti, et Divina Institutione Formati, Audemus dicere.
And then the priest continues,
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sic ut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sic ut et nos dimittibus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem.
And then everyone else comes in.
Sed libera nos a malo.
And now, following the people's response, sed libera nos a malo, the priest silently says, Amen. And then also silently the prayer, libera nos, deliver us, Lord, from every evil. However, that little response that you would normally hear, quia tuum est regnum et potestas et gloria, for the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, is not used at all in the extraordinary form of the Mass. Instead, the priest ends by intoning per omnia saecula saeculorum, to which we respond, Amen. The priest then says or chants, Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum, the peace of the Lord be with you always, to which we respond, of course, et cum spiritu tuo, and with your spirit. Now, the physical sign of peace, that is the action of reaching out to your neighbor and shaking his hand or her hand and saying, peace be with you, or hi, how are you, how's the wife and kids, does not exist in the extraordinary form of the Mass. Right after the peace of the Lord be with you always, Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, right into the Agnus Dei we go. Now, just like the Gloria, the Credo, and the Sanctus, when doing High Mass, the choir chants the Agnus Dei at the same time that the priest is saying it silently. The priest then follows up on a couple of silent prayers, and then you will hear the priest utter the words, Domine, non sum dignus, three times while beating his breast, accompanied by Sanctus bells. Now, before the priest receives communion himself, the first thing he does is he declares himself unworthy by beating his breast and saying, Domine non sum dignus, ut interessus tectum meum, sed tantum dig verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Again, it's three times he does this. A couple of other silent prayers, and the priest turns to the people and begins their communion. He holds up the chalice and the host. Ecce, Agnus Dei, ecce, qui tollis peccata mundi. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And now the people respond with the same thing three times while beating the breast. Domine non sum dignus, ut interessus tectum meum, sed tantum dig verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Now it's finally time to come up and receive communion. Now, one should note that in both the ordinary and extraordinary forms, the same rule applies. In order to receive our Lord Jesus Christ and the Most Blessed Sacrament, you must be a practicing Catholic in good standing with the Church. You cannot come up in a state of mortal sin. And hopefully, if you did commit a mortal sin, you had it absolved in confession prior to coming to receive. But here we come to the altar rail and we kneel before our Lord as we receive him. We don't receive him standing up. We don't receive him in the hand. We receive him kneeling down at the altar, actually at the altar rail, on the tongue. The priest will come up to you, and while he places the host on your tongue, he will say, Corpus Domini nostri Jesu Christi custodia animam tuam in vitam aeternam. Amen. That is, may the body of our Lord Jesus Christ bring your soul to eternal life. Amen. The priest, not the person receiving, says Amen. Now at this time, the choir may opt to sing a motet or perhaps a choral version of the proper. At any rate, the communion proper, at one point or another, must be chanted. If time permits, music in addition to the proper, not in place of, but in addition to the proper, may be sung. At the end of Holy Communion, the priest will recite his proper silently, and then go into the post-communion prayer, which follows the same format as the collect in secret. Priest turns to the people, Dominus Vobiscum, people, et cum spiritu tuo. Priest turns to the Lord, Oremus, chants the prayer of the day, and ends it with, Per omnia secula seculor. The people respond, Amen. Father will turn to the people again, Dominus Vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. And the priest will say or chant, Ite missa est. Go, the Mass is ended. The people respond, Deo gratias. Thanks be to God. Now, most of the time, when you're chanting the Ite missa est, most of the time, not all of the time, it's very likely to take form of the initial Kyrie sung earlier at the Mass. But not always. Variations would include, we'll say, Easter and its octave when Ite missa est, alleluia, alleluia comes to play. The Deo Gratias would take the same melody as the Ite missa est. Well, now that you know that the priest has just told you now the Mass is over, go, get out of here. Don't go yet. He still has to issue the blessing. Now, in the ordinary form, the 1970 Missal, that blessing comes before the Ite missa est. In the extraordinary form, the 1962 Missal, which we've been discussing over the last few weeks, including today, that blessing follows it. After a silent prayer to the Trinity, that the homage given by the priest as God's unworthy servant is acceptable and pleasing to the triune God, the priest turns again to the people one more time and says, Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The people say, Amen. But wait, still don't go yet. Father has one last story to read. The last gospel. Now, this last gospel, read only in Latin, it's not reread in English, is the beginning of St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. At the words, Et verbo caro factum est, meaning, and the word was made flesh, all genuflect. And then at the end of the Gospel, all respond with a final Deo gratias. Since Mass is now finally over, the organ may immediately go into a postlude, or the choir go into some festive anthem or something, or the congregation may even sing a hymn. A recessional hymn, remember, is not mandatory. It's not part of Mass, but it has been customary for quite some time. In my days of Holy Name, we usually close with a hymn, usually in English. Worship threes in the pews there, so you don't have to worry about any garbage being played there. My successor at Holy Name, by the way, Jacob Stott, he's still there. He's been there since I left. Done very well with the music at both the ordinary and extraordinary forms of the Mass at Holy Name. So, very, very proud that once I left there, a good thing kept going. Feel free, by the way, to check out fisheaters.com for more on the 1962 Missal. Matter of fact, you can check that site out for just about anything in relation to the traditional Mass, including the order of Mass itself. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a direct link to the Order of Mass in the show notes. Next week, we're going to touch base on a few other odds and ends in the traditional Mass. And now, that beloved part of our show where we play some pod-safe music. Here is Just Jacob. And that was Just Jacob. And the title of that one is actually one of the essential goals when celebrating sacred liturgy.
Getting it right.
That's the title of that one, Getting It Right. Just Jacob, courtesy of Podsafe, music.podshow.com. And will be something that resembles back.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Don't do this at church. Hello? Oh, sure, yes. Excuse me, Father? It's for you. I have in my right hand today's Christos Vincit Top 10 list.
Top 10!
Today's Top 10 list is brought to you by the new deluxe Our Father Holding Hand. Do you still get pestered to have your hand held during the Lord's Prayer? Well, fear no more. Try the new improved deluxe Our Father Holding Hand. With such new gadgets as insertable splinters, bird flu medical bracelet, and rub-on unidentifiable fake rash. If all else fails, well, you'll just have to tell them, you know, just confess you don't drink. Today's top 10 list, top 10 instruments most likely to get deep-sixed in the reform of the reform. Yeah. Top 10 instruments. These are instruments that we decided we're going to do away with after the reform of the reform. This is the aftermath. From the home office, somewhere in the armpit of Rhode Island, here we go. Number 10, the most obvious, the guitar. Number 9, the electric keyboard slash piano slash synthesizer slash whatever you want to call it. Number 8, the 4 and 5 string banjo. Number 7, kazoo. Number 6, bongos. Number 5, Seamus's voice.
Hey!
I heard you crack. Number 4, tape recorder. Number 3, CD deck. Number 2, the Jaws harp. And the number 1 instrument most likely to get deep-sixed in the reform of the reform, the twinkling of toes, a.k.a. liturgical dance. Christos Vincit. Get the two podcast alley or go to dig.com. Old Christos Vincit anywhere says that snark with the facial hair. So let's vote for our podcast. If we don't win, that's okay. For it's one quick click of your mouse. Vote for us today. Hey, Brian Michael Page from Christos Vincit Anywhere. Don't forget to give us that vote at Podcast Alley or go to dig.com and give us your dig. It's quick and easy and one or two easy steps. Also, don't forget to leave us some feedback at the message boards. Or it's one quick click of your mouse vote for us today. And while you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Before we close off our show, a couple of reminders here. Christos Vincit, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category of the Blogger's Choice Awards, and in the Best Podcast category of the same. Christos Vincit Anywhere is in the running. BloggersChoiceAwards.com. Don't forget to go over there and cast your vote. The votes will be running until November 10th. The Canons Regular of St. John Cantius now have a new website for tutorials on the Extraordinary Mass. It's a work in progress, but a very good work in progress. The name of the site is Sancta Missa. We'll leave a link in today's show notes for that. Also, last week, I designed a sidebar ornament that you can use for your blogs and websites using the inscription Got Latin. Well, little did I know, Franklin High School in Franklin, Massachusetts has been selling t-shirts with that same inscription for their Classics Club. Copy the code, buy the shirt, support a couple of great causes. I'll have links for both of those in today's show notes as well. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next time for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.